మీరు ఇంట్యూషన్ తో ఏం పట్టుకోకర్లే. మంచిది, ఫస్ట్ ఏంటి, ది వన్ లా, ద లా ఆఫ్ కర్మ, కాజ్ అండ్ ఎఫెక్ట్ తెలియాలి. రెండోది, హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ నౌ. పూర్వకాలంలో ఫలానా వ్యక్తి దగ్గర నుంచి నువ్వు జ్ఞానం పొందాలి అంటే ముందు అక్కడ వెళ్ళాలి. నువ్వు అక్కడ వెళ్ళాలంటే నీకు 6 నెలల ప్రయాణం, కాశీ పండితుల దగ్గర నుంచి ఏదైనా క్వశ్చన్ రావాలి అంటే 6 నెలల ప్రయాణం, ప్లస్ వాడు అవైలబుల్ గా ఉండాలి. బుక్స్ లేవుగా, వాడు అవైలబుల్ గా ఉండాలి. అవైలబుల్ గా ఉన్నాక నీ భాష వాడి భాష ఒకటే ఉండాలి. నువ్వు వాడు సంస్కృతంలో ఏదో చెప్పి నువ్వు తెలుగులో ఏదో చెప్పావు అనుకోకూడదు. ప్లస్ ఇంత దూరం వెళ్ళాక వాడు ఊళ్ళో ఉండాలి, వాడికి హెల్త్ బాగుండాలి. ఇంత దూరం వెళ్ళొచ్చాక నీకేమో ఈ జెట్ లాగ్ లాగా 6 నెలల ప్రయాణం చేసి వచ్చారు బాబు, ఇక్కడ కోపిక లేదా అనకూడదు. ఈ లోపల దారిలో మోషన్స్ పెట్టుకుని, డిసెంట్రీ పెట్టుకుని మనం పైకి వెళ్ళిపోకుండా ఉండాలి. ఇది వరకు అలా ఉండేది. ఇప్పుడు ఏదో ఒక ఫోన్ కాల్, ఓ ఇంటర్నెట్ కనెక్షన్, నీకు ఏ సబ్జెక్ట్ మీద ఏ మెసేజ్ కావాలి, ఏ నాలెడ్జ్ కావాలంటే ఆ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్తుంది. అంతే, లా ఆఫ్ కర్మ ఎంత స్పీడప్ అయిందో దాన్ని బట్టి ఆలోచించుకోండి. కన్సెషన్, ఒక వ్యక్తి దగ్గర నుంచి నీకు నాలెడ్జ్ తీసుకుని ఆ నాలెడ్జ్ని ఉపయోగించుకోవాలి అంటే కొన్ని సంవత్సరాలు పట్టే కాలము, ఇప్పుడు కొన్ని సెకండ్ల దూరంలో ఉంది. మరి అంత దూరంలో ఉన్నా మనం దాన్ని ఉపయోగించుకోలేకపోతే ఆ లా ఆఫ్ కర్మ అని అవడం చేస్తే. మాకు ఇంటర్నెట్ కనెక్షన్ ఉందండి, ఏంటయ్యా ఇంటర్నెట్ కనెక్షన్ చూస్తాం, మూవీ ఛానల్ భలే బాగుంటుందండి, ఇంగ్లీష్ సినిమాలన్నీ కూడా అట్లా వాడు ఏంటంటారు దాన్ని రాసి ఉంచుతాడు. అంచేది మనం 5-6 సార్లు అది చదువుకుని ఇంగ్లీష్ సినిమాకి వెళ్ళామనుకోండి, మాకు ఇంగ్లీష్ సినిమా భలే అర్థం అవుతుందండి అన్నాడు ఒకడు. పోనీలే కనీసం అంత అయినా చేశాడుగా, రైట్? కనీసం ఇదివరకు అర్థం కాని ఇంగ్లీష్ సినిమా ఇప్పుడు వాడికి అర్థం అవటం మొదలెట్టింది. క్రిటిసైజ్ చేయటంలే, కానీ అట్లీస్ట్ హీస్ యూజింగ్ దట్ కంప్యూటర్ అండ్ వెబ్సైట్. మనం చేత ద లా ఆఫ్ కర్మ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ యాక్టింగ్ నౌ అన్నది తెలియాలి. దట్ ఈస్ ద సెకండ్ పాయింట్. ఫస్ట్ పాయింట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద లా, సెకండ్ పాయింట్ ఇప్పుడున్న దేశకాల పరిస్థితుల్లో ద లా ఆఫ్ కర్మ ఎలా యాక్టివ్గా ఉంది అది తెలియక మనం ఇంకా చాలా ప్రాచీన కాలంలో ఉన్నాం. అదే బాధలు మనకి వస్తున్నాయి. ఆ బాధలు ఎలా తగ్గించుకోవాలో మనకి అర్థం అవుతుంది. సీక్రెట్ డాక్టర్ జరుగుతుంది. మూడోది, అన్నిటికంటే చాలా ముఖ్యమైనది ఏంటి అంటే, పూర్వకాలంలో ఎవడు ఏ జాతికి చెందినవాడు, ఎవడు ఏ ఉద్యోగం చేస్తున్నాడు, ఎవడు ఎలాంటి వాడు పల్లెటూళ్ళలో అందరికీ తెలిసేది. ఇప్పుడు ఎవడు ఎవడో అసలు వాడు ఇంగ్లీష్లో మాట్లాడాడంటే అసలు యాస కూడా తెలియదు. కనీసం యాస బట్టి అయినా పట్టుకోగలం, వీడు అమలాపురం వాళ్ళ ఇక్కడ వాళ్ళ భాష కదా. అంటే ఏంటి, అక్కడ ఇర్రెస్పెక్టివ్ ఆఫ్ క్యాస్ట్, క్రీడ్, సెక్స్ అండ్ నేషనాలిటీ, ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ పెరిగింగ్. దానివల్ల కొన్ని లాభాలు ఉన్నాయి, కొన్ని నష్టాలు ఉన్నాయి. నష్టాలు ఏంటి అంటే, ఇదివరకు కాంపిటీషన్ కొత్త మంది ఎలివేటెడ్ పీపుల్ మధ్య ఉండేది. వాళ్లే కొట్టుకునేవారు, వాళ్లే చెత్తుకునేవారు, వాళ్లే ఘంటాలకు ఏంటని సరణ ఘంటాలు పెట్టుకునేవాళ్ళు వాళ్లే. మిగతా వాళ్ళకి స్కోప్ లేదు. గండ భేరుండాలు అదేదో ఏమంటారో నాకు తెలియదు. అది వాళ్ళకే రెస్ట్రిక్టెడ్ టు ఏ పర్టికులర్ క్లాస్. ఇప్పుడు ఎవరివన్ ఈస్ ఫ్రీ. కాస్త కష్టపడగలిగితే, ఫ్యామిలీ బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ జీరో అయినా, హీ కెన్ బికమ్ ఏ వరల్డ్ ఫేమస్ సైంటిస్ట్, నోబెల్ లారీట్. అందుచేత ద లా ఆఫ్ కర్మ ఎంత మారిపోయిందో దాన్ని బట్టి అర్థం చేసుకుని, వరల్డ్ బ్రదర్హుడ్, వన్ వరల్డ్, వన్ సిటిజన్షిప్, వన్ లాంగ్వేజ్ అనేటువంటి కాన్సెప్ట్ డెవలప్ అవ్వటము సీక్రెట్ డాక్టర్. ద టైమ్ ఈజ్ రైట్ నౌ. ఆ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఆలోచన విధానానికి మనం చాలా దగ్గరికి వచ్చేసాం. వరల్డ్ సిటిజన్షిప్ ఇవ్వాలి, ఇంకా పాస్పోర్ట్స్ వచ్చే మాకు అని ఆనందించక్కర్లే, వీసాలు కావాలని వెంకటరమణ మూర్తి చుట్టూ తిరగక్కర్లే. హౌ ఈజ్ యువర్ లైక్? I really was a bit worried on that day, having such a great pain. So the condition for world citizenship is now arriving. And when such a world citizenship is arriving, then the world is going to become united. What are we doing? We don't know what is happening. And you are supposed to become a world citizen. And you even don't know what is happening in your neighborhood. Kani, nature has given us a very opportunity. You open the newspaper, the entire world news is at your doorstep. But I will say it is not news, it is knowledge. What is happening? English okay na meeku? So that extra also can understand. Okay? So the secret doctrine, you become members of the Theosophical Society immediately. and start the classes. 5 books in one night. Then what his social society is doing, we should know. She is a Russian woman, met so many masters, and then she came to India, to a British India. So she is a foreigner. Appudugoda. Is it not? And she made Adyar as headquarters, international headquarters. And Benares is the Indian headquarters for Theosophical Society. But what is Theosophical Society going to do? Unfortunately, all are sleeping. Every organization is sleeping. So what I want you people to do is to contact the Theosophical Society, wherever it is in Hyderabad. Become members of it. Pay the required membership fees and anything. Start using its library, and then slowly, within a week, you start this Annie Besant book study night. You advertise like that. All are welcome. A Theosophical Society, they must be having a building. All of you together, if possible, plan there. And don't talk about your family inconveniences or lack of time. That will always be there. You have to find time to go there and work out. But we will finish 5 books. What are those 5 books? A Study in Consciousness, Ancient Wisdom, Thought Power. A Study in Karma, Thought Forms by Annie Besant and Red Peter. So these are the 5 books which we will finish off on that day. Tell me, before we finish these 5 books, you should buy those books and read it and underline the points which you want clarification from me. But what is secret doctrine? You try to understand why a Russian woman who met all the masters in the Himalayas came especially to Madras and selected Adyar as her headquarters. That should be your question. Why? And then she made Benares her Indian headquarters. So we have 2 headquarters in India. International headquarters, national headquarters. Why is it so? Why should be a country which is not independent then, in 1875, has been selected to become the international headquarters as well as national headquarters by a foreign woman? She is neither Indian nor British. Very interesting questions which you should ask. And why she is Russian first? In spiritualism, everything is important. Just as I told you yesterday in the Aurobindo Society, in Alipur jail, Aurobindo was supposed to be hanged. But he came out free on May. But on his birthday, one man was hanged in the same Alipur jail yesterday. And in India, 2 Indians who were sentenced for capital punishment were released on the same day. If you see the law of karma working in it, that all others be hanged, but Andhras will be free, even though they have committed mistake. Is it not the message? If you can understand that. And then the masters are allowing you a lot of rope, even though you hang yourself. They will not allow you to hang yourself. If you know these books, if you study these books, then Kindhane, an international economist, told that by 2013 or so, India will become the world leader in economics. The economist, a world-renowned, saying it. And he said it 10 years back also. Same year, but 10 years back he told the same thing. So he knows what he is talking about. That means that in these 10 years, things are progressing as he thought it will progress. So our rule now is to spread the message of the gurus, because it is they who are handling all these things. You think that that man is doing this, this man is doing that, but all the politicians, economists, scientists, artists and the literature people, these 5 people, politicians are controlled by the root chakra, Muladhara. Business people are controlled by the sixth center, Swadhisthana. Scientists are controlled by Manipuraka. Manipuraka, you know, the naval center. The heart center, artists.
అనాహత, ఆర్టిస్ట్ కళాకారు, రియల్ కళాకారులు.
అండ్ దెన్ విసిద్ధి, థ్రోట్ సెంటర్ వీక్ లెక్చరర్స్, దోస్ హూ యూజ్ దేర్ స్పీకింగ్ పవర్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ కంట్రోల్డ్ బై ది సేమ్ కుండల్ని, బట్ దే ఆర్ అన్కాన్షియస్ మీడియంస్. ఐ వాంట్ యూ పీపుల్ టు బికమ్ కాన్షియస్ మీడియం. అండ్ డూ యూ నో వాట్ డూ యూ మీన్ బై కాన్షియస్ మీడియం? ఇట్ మీన్స్ దట్ యువర్ కుండల్ని హ్యాజ్ ఎ వేకెంట్. అంతే కదా. సో వాట్ ఐఎమ్ ఆస్కింగ్ యూ పీపుల్ టు డూ ఈజ్ టు మేక్ యువర్ కుండల్ని రైజ్, టు బికమ్ కాన్షియస్ మీడియం ఆఫ్ ద డివైన్ పవర్. బట్ ఐ వాంట్ యూ టు బికమ్ ద కాన్షియస్ మీడియం త్రూ థేస్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ సొసైటీ. వై థేస్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ సొసైటీ? యూ ఆర్ చూసింగ్ ఫర్ దట్. ఇఫ్ నాట్ ఎక్స్పాష్ వెట్ షుడ్ షీ కమ్ నౌ? Why should you take secret doctrine as your subject? Some past leaf, some links are there. But what are those links? I want you people to find out. I will later confirm or I will say no. But not now. So the Theosophical Society is based on three fundamental principles of Kundalini. The first is, just as electricity has a law, Kundalini has a law. Electricity is based on Ohm's law. All of you know it. It is the fundamental law. And it is very interesting that the fundamental law of electricity is known as Ohm's law. And Edgar Cayce says that Mount Everest, consciousness is nature and action, the story of creation, Kundalini, an occult experience, be a lamp unto yourself, the devachanic plane, man and his body. This is one of the books. This is a very good book, The Ancient Wisdom. Man and his bodies, what I was telling you about is electricity has a law and it has many sub-laws, Faraday's law, Kirchhoff's laws, different laws, but all these laws are based fundamentally on Ohm's law. And what does Ohm's law say? It says that there is a process of current flowing towards a lower potential. From higher level to a lower level, current flows. Current means any current, it may be pranic current also. Current means a flow. So the first, the Ohm's law, what does it say? Is our Ohm's law. I am not talking about the electricity's Ohm's law, our Ohm. It says that there is always a flow towards lower side. And when the lower side is full, suppose there is a tube like this. You pour water here. What will happen? The water will flow down. Then what will happen? It will find its own level. Clear? You pour one glass of water here. A U-tube is like this. What will happen? The water will settle down at the bottom and slowly it will rise on both sides. Again you pour one more glass of water, both sides, till both the sides are full. So what does it mean? It means the energy flows, but the energy grows also. Just as you have a seed, you sow it on earth. You pour water. As you pour water into it, whatever may be the botanical process they call it, a pressure develops and it bursts. The seed bursts, it grows. But before it grows, bursting is necessary. Before you are born, birthing was necessary from the mother's womb. And to come out of the mother's womb, tremendous pressure is required. That is what the mother's pains are. The pressure being exerted on the baby to throw it out of the womb. But now we have developed no pressure techniques. Caesarean. But if there is no pressure, there is pain after the delivery. If you don't have the pain while delivering, you have the pain after the delivery, the stitches and this and that. Why I am saying this? Wherever there is a growth, there must be a pain. If the pain is not there, there is no growth. That is the first law. So if you feel that you are understanding it easily, that means you have already outgrown that book. That's what I am telling you. So you read those books which you find it difficult to understand. What you understand, it's okay. But when a teacher is there, you may understand. But it is a caesarean operation. You understand, but later you will find it difficult. When the teacher goes away, you find it very difficult to understand, but you have the basis of how to think. Therefore, you will understand it. You are understanding the process, the law. I am talking about the law of Kundalini, the law of nature. So what is the law of nature? Wherever there is a pain, there must be a growth. Whether you know it or you don't know it. That's the first law. Sub-law. సెకండ్ లా ఏంటి, ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ రియాక్షన్ దేర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఈక్వల్ అండ్ ఆపోజిట్ రియాక్షన్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు గ్రో సమ్ సైడ్, యూ షుడ్ యాక్ట్ ఆన్ ద ఆపోజిట్ సైడ్. యూ వాంట్ టు మూవ్ ద బోట్ దిస్ సైడ్, దెన్ యూ విల్ హ్యాండిల్ దిస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ కాల్డ్ ఓవర్. యూ హ్యాండిల్ దిస్ వన్, యూ విల్ గో దిస్ సైడ్. సో యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ టు ఎగ్జర్ట్ ద ప్రెషర్ ఇన్ ద ఆపోజిట్ సైడ్, నాట్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ సైడ్. బట్ ద డైరెక్షన్ విల్ బి, ద పొలారిటీ విల్ బి ద సేమ్. ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు గో టు ద పాజిటివ్, యూ యూటిలైజ్ దిస్ నెగటివ్. ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు గో టు దిస్ పాజిటివ్, యూ యూటిలైజ్ దిస్ నెగటివ్. యూ అండర్స్టాండ్? ఆల్ ఆర్ లింక్డ్ ఎట్ ఎ సెంట్రల్ పాయింట్, ఎట్ ఎ బిందు. దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ జియోమెట్రిక్ యంత్రాస్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ బిందు. దిస్ బిందు, దిస్ ఈస్ ద లెవర్. బేసింగ్ ఆన్ దిస్, ఇఫ్ యూ యాక్ట్ హియర్, ద రిజల్ట్ విల్ బి హియర్. ఇఫ్ యూ యాక్ట్ హియర్, ద రిజల్ట్ విల్ బి హియర్ త్రూ దిస్ పాయింట్. ఈ సెంట్రల్ పాయింట్ లేకపోతే ద రియాక్షన్ విల్ నాట్ బి హియర్. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? Now, what I advise you people is, you become the central point and let the results flow. You don't be a recipient of the result. You understand? If you are a recipient of the result, you should be here. The action will be here, the reaction will be here. The action will be here, then the reaction will be here. The action will be here, then the reaction somewhere through this. But suppose you become this, what happens? All actions flow and all reactions flow. You become a Purna, a complete man. By becoming center, that is what I am telling. But you understood the point. Why I ask you to become the center? Because when you become the center, you can control all reactions. This man reacts, the action is here, and the reaction is here. Through this. Again the action is here, the reaction is here. But this point can control all reactions and all actions. Therefore, he can go into the past as well as to the present, if you are there. Inchada, the future is the reaction of the past. So where should you be? In the present. If you are living in the present, you are here. If you think about the past, you are creating an action. If you are thinking about the future, you are thinking about the reaction. For example, a man suffering with gastric troubles. He knows that if he acts, that pickles, if he eats, the reaction will be very painful. How does he know? By the past. Once he has eaten pickles, twice he has eaten pickles, and whenever he eats the pickles, the reaction starts. Therefore, when he sees the pickles, if he thinks of the past, and if he can work on it, he controls the reaction. He will not vomit. He will not have pain if he doesn't eat. But suppose he eats, the inexorable law takes action, he will have the pain. But suppose he stays there, he does not eat, no reaction, no vomiting. Then what happens? You are there always. Then if somebody else comes and asks you that I want a son, I am not having a son, the doctors say that is impossible. According to the medical literature, it is not possible. Here he is in the past having no children because of his past actions. Because of his being here, the natural reaction is he cannot have children. Are you following the logic? A man comes to a man who is in the center. The center means he is neither in the past nor future. He is in the center. To such a man, somebody comes with a problem. What does he say? I don't have children. Doctors say it is impossible. I don't have this, I don't have that. A particular body part. Because of that you cannot have, it is impossible. This is a reaction of some past action. Reaction means this point, gather? In the circle. So he is not having a children is because of this reaction. Past reaction is also the same circle, gather? This circle. But suppose he comes here, then what can he do? He can have a reaction from here also. Then what will happen? Got the point? So the first advice is, be in the center, that is surrender. Then nature takes its course. You need not do anything, it happens. Why it happens, how it happens, you need not know. But you should be in the center, that means you do the work, but don't think of the result. Once you think of the result, you are defining this point. You have to go there. But suppose you don't think about the result, you can go anywhere. Got the point? Anywhere means anywhere. You can become a multimillionaire. యూ కెన్ బికమ్ ఏ డాక్టర్, యూ కెన్ బికమ్ ద రూలర్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. వన్ వాషర్మెన్ వాజ్ వెరీ మచ్ అట్రాక్టెడ్ టు నృసింహ సరస్వతి స్వామి. యూ హెర్డ్ అబౌట్ హిమ్? వన్ ఆఫ్ ది దత్త అవతారాస్ ఆఫ్ ది 18th century. He used to have a ochre rope and he is running. He used to have a ochre rope and a danda on his hands and a very powerful personality. He used to go and bathe in the river. And while he was going to the river, naturally some washerman is washing his clothes every day. He used to see me, was impressed by his personality, and he used to do this. One day while he was doing like this, he said, "You want to become a king?" The washerman cannot even dream of becoming a king. How can he become a king? He just laughed at himself. How can I become a king? But after 2 or 3 days, one of the princes of that particular area, a prince with his entourage and gana bajana and everything, was going in the boats. He saw it and for a fraction of a second he felt, if I can become a prince like that. The next day when this Swami was coming there, he said, "Now, do you want to become a king? I can make you a king." He said, "What can I become a king now and enjoy? I am already about 60 years of age. So in the next birth, you make me a king." He said, "Okay, but one condition." Who said one condition? The washerman said one condition. "Don't leave me." "I will leave you. I am sure of that. So you don't leave me. It is your responsibility to see that when I become a king, you should not leave me." The guru said yes. In the next birth he became a Muslim king, and because of a boil which was on his thighs was incurable, somebody told, "Go to that sannyasi, he can cure it." And when he went there for cure, he said, "Oh washerman, now you remembered me." Then the washerman remembered. Why I am telling that? If you are in the center, you can see all actions and reactions. Is it not? So to becoming all-knowing, the only thing you have to do is live in the present. But we don't live in the present. Either you are in the past, grudging about your failures or your successes, or in the future, fearing about your possible misfortunes or possible successes. In both ways, you are missing the point. That is the second sub-law of the Kundalini. What is the first law I told? It always flows from a higher level to a lower level, from a guru to the disciple. It always flows. In disciples also, it flows downwards, until it comes to the ground level, to the root center. That is the first law of Kundalini. What is the second law? Be in the center. If you are in the present, you become all-knowing. At least you will become all-knowing. Whether you become all-capable, that depends on how you utilize this point. You should know how to utilize this point. But you will be all-knowing, no doubt. What is it known as omniscient? You may not become omnipotent. But becoming omniscient is also enough for us. Because you can plan what to do and what not to do. So the first law is, it always flows. It is a tremendous flow from higher level to lower level, and when it comes to the lower level, automatically it goes to the upper level. The flow. Is it not? Your YouTube is like that. You pour, it goes down and then starts up. When it comes down, it is known as the descent. When it goes up, it is known as the ascent. So that is that, we show that figure, Indaga figure, earth chain. So the spiritual descent starts here, it goes down, again it starts up. So what the secret doctrine says is that you are now at the bottom level. Now you have to grow. Water pour chesho, pedda tube ide. Some crores of years it took to come to that bottom. Kani once it comes to the bottom, it grows up. So you can't escape the growth. You are destined to grow. Do you grow now or after a few years? We don't know. With all this growth, some water sticks to this tube. That water which sticks to the tube doesn't grow. It stays there itself. Is it not? So the first law, the flow. ద సెకండ్ లా, బీ ఇన్ ది సెంటర్. అండ్ ది థర్డ్ లా, వెన్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ ద సెంటర్ అబ్జర్వ్, బై అబ్జర్వేషన్ యూ విల్ నో వాట్ టు డూ అండ్ వాట్ నాట్ టు డూ.